Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Today we're going to be listening to highlights from the final concert of the season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, and featuring the Grammy-winning bassist Christian McBride. Since he first hit the road in the 1990s, Christian McBride has played and recorded with dozens of top jazz artists, Wynton Marsalis, Sonny Rollins, Herbie Hancock, Pat Metheny, Diana Krall, and Joshua Redman, to name only a few. He's appeared as sideman or leader on more than 300 albums. His big band album, The Good Feeling, won a Grammy for Best Big Band in 2012, and that's the inspiration for this concert. He's a frequent spokesman for jazz, and he hosts NPR's Jazz Night in America, heard Friday nights here on KNKX. He's a great host, as you'll hear on this concert with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra at the Kirkland Performance Center. We'll open with Christian McBride on bass and leading the SRJO in his arrangement of I Should Care.
Thank you. That was Michael Van Bever on the trumpet solo. Michael Van Bever. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone.
Thank you. I should care. Next, we'd like to take you to a virtual barbecue. There used to be a time when there's a lot more cholesterol in jazz. There was a time when there was much more of a gospel feel, you know, a little bacon and mashed potatoes and gravy. Now it's all like, you know, vegan tofu, you know. I like to bring a little red beans and rice, some mustard greens to this next piece. I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and anytime we had some sort of barbecue or some sort of Thanksgiving dinner, and all my grandparents would get together, or my great aunts and uncles, they would start to reminisce, and they start to laughing and talking about the 40s, and the phrase, used to could, would always come up. One of my great uncles would say, yeah, well, I used to could do that, or what was the other one you said, Mike could, that one, Mike could. And every time somebody would drop a used to could, I would just die laughing. Because I knew that was grammatically incorrect, but it just has so much soul to it, you know? So in honor of that, this is used to could.
Here's Alex Dugdale. Dan Marcus on the trombone. Alex Dugdale, alto saxophone.
Yeah. Y'all remember that, right? You used to could watch that on TV. Continuing on with something a little more upscale. Barely. This is another original composition of mine. I originally wrote this song for my first solo recording, which came out on Verve in the mid-90s. This is a song I wrote in honor of the late great pianist and composer, Mr. Cedar Walton. And this is called The Shade of the Cedar Tree.
Thank you.
Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Devon Lewis on the drums. Christian McBride. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
In the Shade of the Cedar Tree, composed and arranged by Christian McBride, who was heard playing bass with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in this concert from the Kirkland Performance Center. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Continuing with the concert, once again, here's Christian McBride.
This is the first big band piece I ever wrote. I wrote this in 1995 on a commission from Wynton Marsalis for the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. At the time, I had absolutely no experience in writing for big band, but Wynton threw me in the pool at the deep end and said, you got it. And if you don't got it, you're gonna get it. So this is called Bluesin' in Alphabet City. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That is Andy Omdahl on the trumpet. Bill Anthony on trombone. And Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone. Mr. Christian McBride.
Thank you very much. It actually didn't sound like that when I first played it. There's been like three more courses added since that 1995 performance. But thank you, appreciate that. We'd like to carry on with the ballad, an arrangement of mine of an old standard we hope you enjoy, I Thought About You.
You're Thomas Marriott playing the trumpet.
Thank you.
Thomas Marriott. Thomas Marriott on the trumpets.
Beautiful. Man.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra featuring Christian McBride, coming to you from the Kirkland Performance Center on Jazz Northwest. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Here's Christian McBride.
We'd like to conclude with a piece composed by one of our living legends of jazz, the great pianist and composer McCoy Tyner. It's a song I arranged for big band. This is Sahara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Devon Lewis on the drums. Alex Dugdale on the soprano saxophone. Randy Halberstadt piano. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. And the maestro, Christian McBride. Christian McBride.
You've been listening to highlights from a concert featuring Christian McBride on bass and playing his arrangements with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The performance was recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center. Thanks to Christian McBride, the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and co-directors Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to the staff at Kirkland Performance Center and Howard Mostrom for house sound and assistance with recording this concert. There was so much good music, we have a couple of pieces left over. We'll have to save them for next week's show. Be sure to listen again then. And listen to Christian McBride Friday nights on Jazz Night in America on NPR and 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jim Wilkie for Jazz Northwest, a Hatch Cover production. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz